to the UK now. A ministerial resignation, emergency legislation. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is struggling to get his party to unite over his controversial immigration plans, which would allow migrants to be reported to Rwanda as a safe country in breach of the Human Rights Act and swathes of international law. And Tory woes are unlikely to be improved by a second day of evidence from former Prime Minister Boris Johnson at the COVID inquiry. Well, for more on all of this, John Tong, the Professor of British and Irish Politics at the University of Liverpool, is on the line. John, maybe explain why Rishi Sunak's Rwanda plan is so controversial and how it arguably now even challenges his leadership.
Well, there's a section of the right of the Conservative Party who feel that the legislation is not tough enough. Basically, what Rishi Sunak has done is introduce new legislation which declares Rwanda a safe country, which was the objection of the Supreme Court, which threw out his initial plan to transport migrants to Rwanda. So the legislation declares Rwanda a safe country, but it doesn't disapply all sections of the Human Rights Act, and it doesn't pull Britain out of the European Convention on Human Rights. And the legislation would still be subject potentially to challenges from the European Court at Strasbourg. The Conservative right, including Robert Jenrick, who resigned overnight, basically want it to be, in their view, absolutely challenge-proof, the legislation. Now, Rishi Sunak, in defence of the policy, says, well, look, Rwanda itself says that we cannot disregard international law. The Rwandan government has said that the migration treaty will not apply if the UK government disregards international law. So really, the Conservative right are pretty isolated in one sense in terms of global opinion. But nonetheless, within the Conservative Party, they're giving Rishi Sunak some very severe headaches. And again, it's, you know, leading to discussions about whether we have yet another challenge in terms of the Conservative Party leadership.
So what does he do next to get himself out of this pickle?
I think he has to try and face down his critics, take the bill through as it currently stands, and there are questions as to whether he'll get it through Parliament anyway. The House of Lords may object to the bill. Whether we'll actually see anyone deported to Rwanda this side of a general election, I think, is very doubtful, because there almost certainly will be legal challenges to the bill. And so this flagship policy, in which Rishi Sunak said he would stop the boats and, if necessary, deport illegal migrants to Rwanda, is in tatters. This has been a central plank of Conservative Party policy. It looks almost impossible to enact this side of the general election. And some within on the left of his own party never liked the policy anyway. Those on the right think it doesn't go far enough. So the number of Sunakites actually backing this policy is looking fairly small this morning.
So while all of that continues, meanwhile, former Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been giving evidence to the COVID inquiry. How did his apology and his explanation for thousands of missing WhatsApp messages go down?
Well, it didn't go down very well at all, to put it mildly, with families of the victims, some of whom had to be ejected from the inquiry when they protested at Johnson's apology at the start of proceedings and dismissed it as hollow. Boris Johnson himself was fairly humble and contrite within the inquiry. He didn't at all lose his temper at any stage. He was quite humble. He apologised at the start and kept repeating the apology. But it was slightly of the sorry but not sorry nature. He was sorry that his government had not locked down earlier. That was the policy mistake that he admitted making. But he felt that he'd made all the correct decisions since then. And, you know, in that sense, he held his evidence together. I think it'll be tougher today when some of the conduct at Downing Street and Partygate will be mentioned. Will certainly be, those questions will be put to Boris Johnson today. But yesterday, I think that Boris Johnson more than held his own, but that's never going to satisfy the families of victims.
And politically, where does this leave the Tory government? How much longer can Sunak hold on?
Well, they're clearly in a big mess. Whether they want to go through the psychodrama of yet another leadership contest so close to an election, it's probably less than 10 months away now, is open to question. For a leadership contest, 22 letters of no confidence, Graham Brady, Conservative backbench committee.
Oh, John, I'm so sorry. We're having a problem. Yeah, the line has started to break up there. But looking at what's going on across the water, it looks as if we'll be getting a chance to talk about this again soon. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. John Tung there, Professor of British and Irish Politics at the University of Liverpool.